Elissa Walker Campbell to deliver sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews. Beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
Already, it has been a very busy week with the Houston Texans and the Dallas Cowboys closing out the preseason, of course, on Thursday night, H-Town versus the Big D. So we thought it would be wonderful to catch up with one of the all-time greats of the Cowboys. A five-time Super Bowl safety, a six-time Pro Bowler. In 2004, he was inducted into the elite Dallas Cowboys Ring of Honor. Of course, you know who it is. It's Captain Crash. It is Cliff Harris, a longtime friend of our show. Cliff, thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be here today. I'm excited about the Cowboys this year. I just went out to the Cowboy luncheon yesterday, and the night before that was the Cowboy practice. So I've had a lot of Dallas Cowboy happenings going on this week. It's an exciting time.
Hey, we're going one-on-one with Cliff Harris, Dallas Cowboy great. This weekend on the Big E Sports Show, before we get underway, hey, we want you to go to our radio website. That is eradiosports.com. And one of the reasons we have extended an invitation to Cliff Harris to come back on our program is we want to congratulate him on a well-deserved honor and recognition on the Cliff Harris Award. Beginning this year, it's going to be given to the top defensive player in small college football. 10 finalists and a winner will be chosen by an amazing, I have to tell you, selection committee. We'll go over that here in just a moment. But all I have to say is, Cliff, you have come such a long ways. And we've talked about this many times on my program since your days at Ouachita Baptist, but you've been such an inspiration to so many. What does it mean now to you at this point in your career to have an award like this, to honor this new generation of kids that are coming up?
Well, it was a shock to me. It was kind of an out of the blue situation, you know, being in the energy business and having someone call me and tell me that they want to name an award after me and present it to the Small College Player of the Year. And I first, it kind of worked backwards. He asked me what I thought about a Small College Player of the Year award. I said, well, it's something that Defensive Player of the Year. And I said, well, there's a couple of things. One, small colleges need more recognition, and certainly defensive players do, because the offensive guys get all the glory.
It's true.
So when he said he wanted to name it after me, I was very honored, and it kind of fits my profile coming from Ouachita Baptist as a free agent, and you know, playing in five Super Bowls is I think hopefully the kids today certainly didn't watch me play. Maybe they'll read what I did and give them some sort of inspiration and certainly notoriety and more acclaim than they were expecting. That's the plan. You know?
Yeah, I was going to say, Cliff, I would assume that having your name on this award will inspire a lot of young men to greatness.
Well, it'll give them hope. That's what I'm looking for. And to know that, and Drew Pearson, who was at the lunch, said, it was the first time I'd heard him say this, that he said that, you know, knowing my story, you know, he was a free agent out of Tulsa, skinny guy, and it gave him hope and inspiration back then, and he turned out to be such a great player for the Dallas Cowboys and now in the Ring of Honor for us.
Well, not only Drew Pearson said that you were an inspiration to sign with the team because of the history of free agents making the Dallas Cowboys roster, but to receive such high praise from former teammates like Roger Staubach, and he really talked about how you had such an impact, an effect on how safeties play the game.
Yeah, I was really, once again, honored by those comments. I think that, the style of play has certainly evolved over the years, and I know that I played a very aggressive style than the safeties before me. Laid back and got many interceptions, and I was more of a guy that was involved in a lot more in the run and a lot more action in terms of maybe smashing the guys across the middle in a different style than the safeties, you know, kind of before me. There were some great safeties. Larry Wilson, who's in the Hall of Fame, was one of my heroes growing up, and I kind of patterned my style after him.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, Cliff, who did you try to emulate? Because you played almost with, you know, that chip on your shoulder, and when they talk about Cliff Harris, the tenacity, the perseverance, you just had that old-fashioned work ethic. He was someone that you patterned yourself after. Who else was?
Well, you know, I mean, Larry Wilson was a great player. I mean, in Arkansas, because of the Arkansas Travelers, which was a farm team for the St. Louis Cardinals baseball team, Arkansas carried the St. Louis Cardinals football team, and that's where I was linked to Larry Wilson. You know, Paul Krause is a Hall of Fame safety and a friend of mine, and played the style of the typical, I mean, era safeties. He did a great job. He played for 16 or 17 years, and I told Paul he never made a tackle, but he sure made a lot of interceptions. And I think that's the criteria that people use in judging sometimes the Hall of Fame, is how many interceptions you get versus, you know, the effect you have on the game and the winning and losing and the, and as Roger was saying, hope, you know, maybe they did have to account for me in their game plan before the game, you know.
Just a few more minutes this weekend on the Big E Sports Show with Cliff Harris. As I said, Dallas Cowboy great, and certainly overcame so many obstacles throughout his football career to become one of the greatest defensive players in the history of the game. And I have to ask you, Cliff, I mean, how hard is it for players at smaller schools to get the recognition they deserve compared to players from larger schools?
Well, it's very difficult. I know even today, I mean, I know that through technology today and the ability through the internet to be able to instantaneously watch a, you know, defensive back in a small school makes it a lot easier for them to be able to judge the fundamental talent level, the speed, size, quickness. But you know, the problem is in the small colleges is that you don't know the quality of competition. It's not as high as in the larger schools that you're facing on a week-to-week basis. So the way that that's tested is, like me, I went out and there were 120 rookies. You had to go to the training camp and run, I mean, see how well you did against the top receivers in the football world. I mean, that's, and if you compete against those and the running backs and all those other components, you know, that was the test. So it's really justifiably at times why it's more difficult for a small college player to make it into the big leagues, into the pros.
Cliff Harris with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show, and this is a question I've always wanted to ask you. So, of course, you played college ball at Ouachita Baptist College, but if you could have played at a Division I school, at a larger school, where would you have wanted to play?
Oh, I wouldn't have had any other choice than the University of Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
You know, growing up in Arkansas, my grandfather was really the one that brought me into football and took me to the Arkansas Razorback football games up the – you know, I mean, Arkansas is a mountainous state on the western side. We lived in the hills and drove up the windy roads. I get car sick when we'd go up to see the Ravens play. But, gosh, I mean, for a kid in Arkansas, there's no other school you'd even consider than the university. You're a superhero if you play for the Razorbacks.
Well, I know you're a superhero to your sons because they've played college ball as well, what, Matt and Andrew. What kind of feedback do they give you when they said, Dad, you know, this is an amazing award that's going to be in your honor to recognize all of your hard work?
Well, they, I don't know, I think that they've been around it so much during my life that they say, yeah, that's another cool award, and they like it, and they're proud of me. And my son Matt was in Arkansas at Little Rock at the luncheon we had this week, and it was impacted him more because it was a sold out crowd and had all my friends, you know, Roger and Drew and Charlie and Gil Brandt and Gene Stallings and Mel Renfro were all up there and spoke. It was a big event and for Little Rock, and I think a big event for Matt. I'm going to take Andrew, my other son, and my son that other college football to lunch. We'll talk about it.
Well, of course, so many of those names you just rattled off are on the selection committee, the Cliff Harris Awards Selection Committee. I mean, you talk about it represents 45 Super Bowl appearances, 54 Pro Bowl appearances, and 39 All-Pro selections. So just an amazing group of guys. Hey, we are short on time, so I do want you to weigh in, Cliff. Everyone's very excited what to anticipate in 2013, especially when you talk about the NFC East. It's wide open. Give us some Dallas preview. I mean, after back-to-back 8-8 seasons, three straight years out of the playoffs, and it is just hard to say. You know, one playoff win since 96. Do you look for the Cowboys to make some substantial moves this year?
Well, I hope, certainly hope so. I hope it was the talk that I gave to the team the other night at the kickoff of the season. I know that they put in a lot of time and effort and energy in this year, and this is a big year. And one of the things that I've said, you know, is the leaders today. I mean, Sean Lee is such an emotional guy, and I talked to the team and I talked about how Leroy Jordan and Bob Lilly and guys like that and Roger Staubach in the very beginning of my rookie year said, hey, we're going to the Super Bowl this year, rookie. I don't want you to do anything to mess it up. And it's that kind of attitude, the attitude from the leaders, that has to permeate that team. And, you know, this year, I mean, they're changing to the 4-3. I think it's going to be a more controlling offense. It is for sure. They will definitely eliminate the number of the potential for big plays that bust open with a blitzing defense that they played in the last few years. This year's a year that Romo's got to step up, I think, and make the big play, win the game, as my teammate that's on my committee, Roger Staubach, did. The team has to have confidence that he can do that, and he has to have confidence in himself. I like what Garrett's not calling the plays now. Maybe things will be not quite so complex. I hope they've simplified their offense, and I'm looking for them to have a big year this year. I really am. I mean, if we don't, this is going to be a troublesome year, because I know that the Cowboys, during my era, and when I first came in, were known as next year's champion.
Yes.
Win the big one, and this is exactly what I talked to him about at the dinner the other night.
What kind of feedback did you receive from some of the players?
Some of the big guys were going to smash me, but no, it was, they were, I tell you, with Leroy Jordan, and I talked to Sean Lee after the, at the end of the banquet, and I'm telling you, he's going to be a great leader for him. He had such passion. He spoke after I did, and you could tell that from emotional level that he is really ready, and I think he's one of those guys that can be one of those leaders like Bob Lilly, like Leroy Jordan, like Roger, that stepped up and brought the players like me and focused them on the real goal this year. I'm excited. I think it's going to be a different year. I think hopefully we'll see a different team than we've seen in these past few years.
We are talking about the Dallas Cowboys with one of the greats, Cliff Harris. And, you know, just a moment ago, you were talking about Tony Romo. Of course, he's got this new contract, six-year, $108 million contract extension. And to me, that just says, you know, the Cowboys continue to show their belief, their commitment to him. My question for you is, will he deliver? I mean, what are the keys for him to be effective?
That's a really good question, and you know, it is that critical ingredient that I actually talked about on my award. It's a fine line that makes the difference between a champion and a great player. And I mean, he's a very talented guy, and I think for me, if I were going to tell Tony Romo, get him one bit of advice, who is to play over and over and over and over in your mind that you, every time you throw a ball, that it's the last 3 seconds of the game, and this is the one that you have to throw and connect on to win the game. And going in and coming in with that mindset, starting the season that way, and anticipating and hoping for those kind of situations instead of, it's a mindset deal. It really is. There's so much talent in the NFL. It's really just a mindset. Of course, they've got great players up there, you know, with Miles Austin and Dez Bryant and Jason Witten, who Jason Witten and Dez Bryant won the Offensive Players of the Year award last year. They've got so much talent, and that's the advice I'd give him.
And we're looking for some real significant improvement, I would hope, with the offensive line. I mean, Jerry Jones seems very optimistic about that. He said it's what the best in the last 2 to 3 years.
Well, I agree. And, I mean, of course, Romo can't sit back. He has to have enough time to sit back and make the plays and make the analysis in his mind and go to the right receiver. He's really good about that, and I mean, has an incredible talent for it. I mean, I've said that all along about Romo. He's such a talented quarterback. He does amazing things, but he has to have the time. But he also has to have that edge, that is that winning edge, when he has that time. That's a big difference, and that's the big question that I have, you know.
So we hit on things offensively. Just quickly, tell us defensively. Rob Ryan obviously is gone. Monty Kiffin is back. Hey, and I know, Cliff, we'd agree with this. We're kind of old school kind of folks. How nice is it? Monty Kiffin, 73 years old, and he's still, I mean, certainly one of the all-time great coaches in the history of the NFL. He's got that passion. My question to you is, at 73, and I don't mean this to sound condescending, but can he really relate to today's players?
You know, I think that relating is one thing, but teaching is another.
Okay.
Know? And making, and the other thing is, you know, making the right calls at the right time. You know, those are all critical elements of success. And, you know, Ernie Stotner was the defensive coordinator when I was with the Cowboys. And, I mean, you know, if you were older than 30 years old when you're a player, everybody's an old guy. And, you know, it's immaterial, I think. I think it's about defensive strategy, it's about teaching, and it's about confidence that you have in your defense. And, you know, we had enormous confidence in our defense. We had enormous confidence in our game plan. We knew that if we could execute our game plan, that we could win the game. That's what it's about. I think it's about Monty Kiffin putting in a great game plan, and that's what he's about. Teaching these guys how to play. They're dadgum, they're pros, they're athletes. You know, they're paid lots of money to be able to play well. You know, so let's put in a good defensive scheme. People forget how important that is. A good defensive scheme that you make the right calls and the right defense at the right time, and then the players. Give the players the best chance to perform. And that's what I think Monty Kiffin is all about.
Well, you're exactly right. And, of course, Monty Kiffin, it's hard to believe he's back in the NFL for the first time in his day with the Bucs. 73 years old, and there are going to be some huge changes in the defensive philosophy. And hopefully the goal is to be more fundamentally sound. So, Cliff, we're flat out of time. Again, congratulations on all your continued success. And I hope the next time we're talking, we'll talk probably before this, but I'm ready for you to be in that Pro Football Hall of Fame. That means a lot to you, doesn't it, Cliff?
Thank you very much, Alyssa. I'm not losing any sleep over it. I'm hoping for it. I'm hoping for a couple of things: to see the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game, and I like what you say about get me back on that in that final list of the Hall of Fame again. Maybe I'll have a shot at it this time.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Cliff, congratulations. We'll talk to you real soon, okay? Take care.
Bye.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead here in just a moment.